Now, Josh?
Yeah, now it's good.
Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Bo. So, in honor of, well, for some yeshivas it started today, in honor of Yeshiva Week, one of the biggest misnomers and you know, complete, you know, I don't even know how to describe that, but it's anything but Yeshiva Week because there's no learning that goes on. So whatever it is, but we'll call it, you know, Yeshiva Break, that makes sense, or, you know, No Torah Week, or, Yeah, but again, Briyut HaNefesh, Briyut HaGuf, yeah, Titchadesh, Kanesh, Ne'oraychi. Okay, fine, there's something to be said about B'koyi Hashem Yachalifu Koach, getting rejuvenated, and V'chule, V'chule, obviously, you know, Toch Kedeh, Shmirat Ayinayim, and Shmirat Torah Mitzvot, and Shmirat HaPeh, and all the other things that we spoke about in the morning. I said, you know, you have to realize, even when a person goes on vacation and you're not in your natural habitat, that doesn't mean kula Torah kula mutarim lachem, tarim lachem, tarim lachem. Some people think on the plane, when you're 30,000 feet in the air, so lo b'shamayim. V'meila, kol mutar. Have to be. So, you know, in honor of Yeshiva Week, there's a lot of questions that happen that come about in terms of Birkat HaGomel, traveling, Tfilat HaDerech, and all these things. So I want to start off because these are questions that happen all the time and people come back, you know, from year to year. Am I Chayav? Am I not Chayav? Should I be Yotze? Also, how many times should I say it? When I get there, when I come back, what if I, you know, I'm going to Florida, I'm taking a trip from, you know, Miami to Orlando, and then when I come back, how many times do I make it? Do I wait until I get back to New York? What's the halacha and all these things? So I want to share with you, there's a lot to talk about. There's a famous Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Yutet, Saif Zayin. Resh Yutet, 219 in Or HaChaim, that quotes the Orchot Chaim. Orchot Chaim was one of the great Rishonim, Rabbeinu Aharon HaKohen Milunim. He was in the Tkufa of the Rambam. Chachmei Lunin had a lot of written correspondence with the Rambam. He was Rosh Chachmei Lunin. Where's Lunin? Southern France. Yeah, it's in the Provence district. Anyway, wow, it makes such a difference. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Now listen carefully. I want you to listen very carefully to the language, and then we'll take it further. He says as follows. Be'ashkenaz v'tzarfat, en mevarchim k'sholchim na'il la'ir. The minhag is, we know, that arba'at tzarchim mehodot, there are four people that bizman Beit HaMikdash were chayav to bring korban todah. And as a result, the Gemara says that when there's no more korban todah, in place of korban todah, what would the chachamim etaken? Birkat? Birkat HaGomel. What arba'at tzarchim mehodot? V'simanach v'chol ha'chayim yodu chaselam. What is chayim? Chavush, jail. Yam, yordei ha'yam, sea travelers. Yisurin, which is chole, and midbar, holchem midbarot. Those four, chayavim lehodot. So now, the question is, that's a different machloket altogether. Is it only these four categories? What about other situations of pikuach nefesh? Let's put that on the side for a moment. But two of these things are travelers. What are the two travelers in the chol ha'chayim? Yam and midbar. Okay, so what does that mean? Is it only when you travel by sea and through the desert? What about some other regular travel? So the Orchot Chaim and Maran HaShulchan Aruch address this. So he says, Be'ashkenaz v'tzarfat. Yeah, I'm reading Shulchan Aruch. Resh Yutlet. I for sure had something on, I don't remember. And I'm blanking, but I had one. Be'ashkenaz v'tzarfat en mevarchim k'sholchim me'ir le'ir shelo chivu ela be'olchem midbarot d'shchiche be'chayot ra'ot ve'listim. In Ashkenaz v'Tzarfat, which means Minhag Ashkenaz, is that they do not make Birkat HaGomel for inter-city travel, which means when they travel from city to city, they do not make Birkat HaGomel. Why? Because the Chachamim were only metaken Midbar. Why Midbar? Because Midbar, there's all sorts of Chayot, Vezeh, and you are susceptible to danger. When Hashem saves you from that danger, you make Birkat HaGomel from city to city. No, because it's not as dangerous. Zeh Pashut. Without, you know, it's certainly less dangerous to travel from city to city than to travel through a desert. That's pashut. However, uvisfarad nohagim levarech מפני שכל הדרכים לחזקת סכנה. In ספרד, the minhag is yes to make ברכת הגואל. Why? Because כל הדרכים לחזקת סכנה, there's סכנה everywhere. Oh, he says, ומיהו בפחות מפרסה אינו מברך. Now, if it's less than a parsa, I'm going to put that in huge quotation marks right now. If it's less than a parsa, parsa is approximately, it's 4 mil, which is approximately, give or take, 4 kilometers. Convert that to miles. What's 4 kilometers in miles? Okay, that's parsa, yeah. So he says, we're the only, you know, I think we're the only country, like on the face of the earth, almost, that doesn't use the metric system. I'm not sure why, you know, 230 something years ago when they, you know, established the United States, why they didn't adopt the metric system. Because it's weird, because the United States was British colonies, and in Britain they used the metric system. Beats me. Anyways, he says, no doubt. In Iran they use the metric system. In, you know, Bukhara, I'm sure they use the metric system. Everybody. Yeah. Figure that. Celsius, and it's weird. Anyway. Parsa, which is a 4 kilometer, 2.5 mile distance, you do not make the bracha. But he says, ואם הוא במקום, מקום מוחזק בסכנה ביותר, אפילו בפחות מפרסה. If you travel through a place that is considered exceedingly dangerous, which means you take a trip through Gaza, or you take a trip dangerous place, even if your trip is less than a parsa, you'll make birkat hagomim. Kach da'at maran ha-shulchan aruch, kach da'at minag ha-sfaradim, ashkenazim do different, fine. In general, it's funny because the same shulchan aruch brings down minag ashkenaz and then minag sfarad. Now, I ask you, we know that there's a very interesting halacha. What is parsa mean? The poskim discuss. No, parsa is yeah. Female parsia. Anyway, mikitzur. Female paras. Anyway, so now leave it to Ezra. Ezra, you're on. You're live. The whole world knows you. Yeah. Anyway, so bekitzur, tekshiv tov tov. There's a question. We know there's a very similar halacha. I mean, not exactly, but in Siman Shin Ein He, the Shulchan Aruch brings down what happens if, God forbid, a person was in a situation that he lost a relative. And he was away. He wasn't home. Most of his relatives are home. And he wasn't home. And he just heard about it. When he came home, he heard about it. Now, let's say he was a day or two into their shiva. What's the halacha? Does he follow their shiva? Meaning, does it cut away? Or does he have to start all over?
Is he the
before?
Is he the...
No, it depends if he's a
D-distance. Says Maran HaShulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara, Masechet Moed Katan. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down, listen carefully. Shin Ayin He Yored De'az Sa'if Chet. Kotev Maran. Mi shemet lo karov ve'lo yada, which means if you heard about it immediately, okay, ve'lo yada ad sheba limkom shemet sham hamet im haya b'makom karov shu mehalach 10 parsaot shiyachol shiyavo b'yom echad, which means if you were, the Gemara says, if you were b'makom karov. What's makom karov? The Gemara says makom karov is a one-day traveling distance. Bizman chazal, how much could a person travel in one day? 10 parsaot, which is 40 milim. That was a common one-day travel distance, and you were that far, which means within 10 parsaot of the mekom amita, says Maran, mone'i mahim, what's the halacha? You can't with them, you can't with wherever they are. If he was further than that, when the mita happened, when he comes home, what's the halacha? He has to start his own shiva, he starts his own camp. No. Not Shema Arifuka. That's a totally different halacha. Now, there's a very interesting she'ila that comes up among the poskim acharonim. In those times, what happens if a person was further than a geographic distance of 40 mil, 10 parsaot, but he was able to reach there within one day, which means, for instance, in those times, there's a train, there was horses or whatever it is. Let's say the Sheila was about trains. You can, huh? Achronim. And I'll tell you some of the names soon. Yeah. So there's a huge, huge machloket. The Chesed LaAbraham Elkalai, Rabbeinu Abraham Elkalai says in his Chesed LaAbraham, he says, no, when Chachamim said 10 parsaot, they meant physical geographic distance, which means if you are 100 parsaot away, I don't care if you can make it in the same day with the railroad, you're away, you got to camp your own shiva. That's his shita. Hagan Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elif Lecha Shlomo also holds like that. Very, you know, tremendous geonim on either side. There's geonim on the other side. One of the greatest geonim ma'arav, one of the greatest geonim from Morocco, his name is Hagan Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Walid. That was his name. Yeah, anyway. I don't know what city. But one of the most famous Chachmei Morocco is Hagan Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Walid. You look it up later. Anyway, so he speaks about this. He says, no. He says, Chazal meant, they didn't mean the geographic distance. They meant what?
One day.
Travel time of one day. And therefore he and other Acharonim, the Beis Shleim, the Meskula, and others, they are Mekil. Maran Zichron Lebrachan, Yabi Omer Chilek Zayin, Chilek Yoreh De'ah, has a whole tshuva about this. And after going back and forth, he says, Lemaskanat Adin, he paskins le'akel, she'alacha k'divrei ha'mekel be'evin. Which means any halachot ba'avirut, and he holds that especially nowadays, it could be across the world, now that we have planes, not all, but many flights, right, even from here to Israel, whatever, 12 hours, but you can get there in a day. Maran Zichron Lecha holds that if you can get there in a day through whatever mode of travel, monayim mahim, v'chein halacha.
But is it 8 or is it like 24 hours? Like, let's say there's a 12-hour time difference. So you travel 12 hours.
Within 12 hours of the mitah. If you're able to get there within 12 hours. No, 12. 12 hours. No, because when the Gemara said 10 parsaot, that's how much you travel in the day. That's during the day. That's how much a person travels during daytime. You don't travel at night. 12 zmaniot.
Yeah, 12
average.
When you said the halakha, I'm going to
the Chayra. Again, you know, so traveling to Israel, is it on the way there, it can sometimes be a 12-hour flight.
Way back.
Huh? Way back. On the way back, I'm sorry, you're right. On the way back, it's against the... So on the way there, it's sometimes less than 10, depends on the wind velocity. But on the way back, sometimes it can get up to 11 and a half, 12, whatever. So now, it's a hard flight. It's a hard flight. Huh? Can you imagine traveling to Argentina, 14 hours? Traveling to China, you know, Australia. It's kashir. Anyway, about, well, I'm coming back to intercity. Okay, so that's the machloket over there. The question is, what would you say using the same logic or using the same machloket with regards to Birkat HaGomel? When the Chachamim said, when we say Mahalach Parsa, you're saying good. When we say Parsa, what does that mean? Does that mean a physical, which means a physical traveling, a distance of a parsa, which is four minim, or does it mean the travel time of a parsa? This is a discussion among the acharonim. Very interesting. You sure about that? What about? Oh, by brachot, you don't have alacha kedivrei ha'mekel. So let's see. Hagaon Petach HaDevir. Yes. Let's see. Maran Zichron Lebracha brings several poskim. One of the greatest poskim of approximately 150 to 200 years ago was a Petach HaDevir, quoted many times in Sephardic literature. His name was Hagaon Rabbi Chaim Binyamin Pontrimoli. He was from Izmir. He was good friends and an associate dayan on the Beddin of Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi. Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi was the Av Beddin in Izmir, the second biggest city in Turkey. Turkey was a huge epicenter of Torah in Istanbul, which was then, what did the Poskim call Istanbul? Kushta. Why Kushta? Because then it wasn't called Istanbul yet, it was called Constantinople. Constantina. So they called it Kushta, that was the name. But anyway, that was one, and Izmir was another big, so in the, you know, Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, not only was he the Av Beddin and the Rav Rashi, he was actually the Chacham Bashi of the Ottoman Empire. The king, or the, I don't know, the Sultan gave him power. He even gave him an army. He gave him like a small army to enforce his piskei din in his bet din. He had governmental power for his bet din. It was very, very interesting dynamic over there. Yeah, chaval, we don't have that today. Chaval. Mikol makom. So Agon Petach David was very good friends with him, and he says like this: He actually holds that in order to, you know, he goes the same way over there. He says that in order to go, in order to make Birkat HaGomel, he's talking about Tefilat HaDerech, Birkat HaGomel. By the way, Maran Rabbet Yosef in the beginning, Siman Resh Yutet says all of the dinim of Birkat HaGomel are derived from where? From Tefilat HaDerech. That's in Siman Kufyud. You look in over there. Yeah, Kufyud talks about Tefilat HaDerech over there. The laws of Tefilat HaDerech and Birkat HaGomel are one and the same. They're contingent upon one another. So he says, in order to make Tefilat HaDerech, and therefore the same thing would be by Birkat HaGomel, all you need to do is travel a physical geographic distance of 4 kilometers, which means, oh, one second, I'm not talking about area, which means that if you're on a train, how long does it take you to go four kilometers on the train?
Oh, it's not minutes, it's 4 kilometer distance.
It's like 5 minutes.
Few minutes. It's chick chuck. If you're going by car, chick chuck, right? You get 5-10 minutes. Now, by the way, it's a big machloket. It's a big machloket. Hagaon Dechemed brings down the Petach HaDavir as halacha. Rabbeinu Chaim Chizkiyahu Medini says that also. You know, also, now, it's interesting because the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Kufyud also says that if a person travels by Mesilat HaBarzel, he also says the same thing. I'll read it to you. So, yeah, what's Mesilat HaBarzel?
Path of the
iron. The iron path. Right, the iron track. Yeah, mamash. Yeah, that's a railroad. So he says like this. Here, the Mishneh Berurah says, Af hanoseah b'Mesilat HaBarzel yivarech tefilat haderech afilu noseah kishiur parsa bilvad. Which means, huh? Yeah, no, well, over here means the railroad. So they're all holding, they're all bringing down that all you need is a physical distance. Nevertheless, Maran Zichron Baracha disagrees with this. And he says, he brings a very interesting thing. He says that another reason why not to say it, here, I want to just find the words of the... Oh! The very same Orchot Chaim, Rabbeinu Aharon HaKohen Milunil, that the Bet Yosef quotes for establishing Minhag Sfarad in making Birkat HaGomel for intercity travel, the same Orchot Chaim says, he says, I don't understand. How come we don't make, you know, the Gemara says in Berachot, Daf Nun Hei, that if a person, Holech Tachat Kir Natui, person walks under a shaky wall, Mazkirin No Avonotav, which means what? In order to save him, right, in Shamayim, if a person does something that's irresponsible or unsafe, what does that make the Malachim and Shamayim do? They talk about his avonot, they say chova, which means in order to be saved, there's some sort of, yeah, you got to drive safe, because if a person doesn't drive safe, what happens every time a person doesn't drive safe? In Shamayim, they talk about his avonot.
Rav Shechter says that, but it's not speeding.
Yeah.
So but that's a very exact...
It's not a joke, which means in order to be safe from that, if a person drives not safe and gets home safe, what does that mean? Minakim lo mischuyotav. He uses his zechuyot to get home. Why Hashem has to, you know, detract from his zechuyot in order to get him home safely. So now I'm talking to myself primarily. Okay, I'm not the safest driver, and I've gotten better. The sakanat nefeshot. The sakanat nefeshot. Yeah. I don't know. So he says, no, it's...
I'm doing the wrong thing, I know.
You know, 50 years ago, in Bnei Brak, it was kind of unheard of to have a car. Cars were just like starting them. There was a guy who was close to the stipler. Takshiv Ezra. There was a guy who bought a car, like brand new car, and it was like, wow. In Bnei Brak, to have a car then was like a big thing. So he came to the stipler, Alav Shalom, or Chaim's father, and he said, Rebbe, I get a mazel tov. So, oh, what, have you finished us? He said, I bought a car. The stipler looks at him, This guy was expecting a mazel tov. Says, I have one thing to tell you. Says what? Don't be a mazik.
Oh my God.
You know what that means? Do not damage others. A car is a tool, you know, it's a wonderful tool. The only thing that came to the mind of the stipler when you heard the guy got a car? A car is a loaded gun. You know that.
When you learn about the show, it's not
about the car. When you drive a nice car, you think you're better. You're like on the highway. Like, no.
Who's talking about nice cars? I'm talking about a loaded gun on your man.
Okay, that's also.
Adoni, this is a kanak nefeshot, pikuach nefesh.
You
know, yeah. No, so that story might be fake news. That's why I didn't say I'm not sure. But anyway, Ezra, the chief tov. So he says, so why don't you make birkat gomel after you walk under a shaky wall? If that means you're the recipient of Hashem's nisim and chesed, so why don't you make birkat gomel after walking a shaky wall? Or you go somewhere dangerous, you just walk by. How come you don't make birkat gomel? Yeah? You drive on 90 from here to Middle Neck Road, yeah? That's also a nis, nachon? How come you don't make birkat gomel for that? You know what says the Orchot Chaim? Says beautiful.
What's the
Takshiv, listen. Yes, Lomar, says the Orchot Chaim, Shu katsar ve'eno aroch, קל לעבור אותו מהרה, ואינו נחשב סכנה כמו עוברי דרכים שהדרך ארוכה, וכמה מקרים רעים באים על דרך ארוכה. The חכמים were only מתקן to make ברכת הגומל on travel that is long. The longer the travel, the more סיכוי, the bigger the chances of something bad happening. Walking under a קיר נטוי, צ'יק צ'ק, you're already out of the danger. Something that's quick, the chances of danger are much less, and they were not mitaken to make birkat gomel on this. So too, says Maran Zichrono Livracha, even if, let's say, you're in the car, by train, or whatever it is, and you travel the physical distance of parasa, which is 4 milim, but it's only in a matter of a few minutes, according to this, Orchot Chaim, what would you say? You pass through the danger quickly, and any time you pass through the danger quickly, you will not make birkat gomel. Besides, for one case, at Shulchan Aruch, where it's makom mesukan biyoter, which means if you drove through Gaza in 5 minutes, over there you make birkat gomel because it's muhzak besakana biyoter.
This happens in New York City.
No,
the guy, they throw the guy into the subway, and they right away pick him out.
Yeah. That's the same thing. That's not one of the four categories.
That's
well, I don't want to go into that because it's a totally different thing. Now, based on that, Maran Zichrono Livracha says number one, and number two, we can make another safek sfeka le'achmir. Maybe the halacha is like the opinions that say that it goes by travel time, and even if not, the minhag Ashkenaz is anyways never to make a bracha on intercity travel. So over there, says Maran Zichrono Livracha, yes, minhag asfaradim is to make a bracha, birkat gomel, both birkat tfilat derech and birkat gomel when you arrive on intercity travel. But dayenu to make a bracha only when you've satisfied the parsa, which is a 72-minute travel time, regardless of your mode of transportation. V'chein pasak Maran Zichrono Livracha la'alacha ul-ma'aseh. As a result of safek brachot la'akel, not like the Petach Devir, not like the Stechemid, not like the Ma'ariv Farangi and others. He doesn't hold like that. And he holds that a person must, in order to, which means that, for instance, I traveled once by, there was one time ever that I was in Canada, traveled to Montreal. I took a flight. The flight from JFK to Montreal.
36 minutes.
No, it's like, about, I think I counted, I think we're in the air. Besides for taxiing and stuff, that's not part of the travel. But like
taxiing,
in the
what is
taxiing is when on the runway.
When they get from the gate to the runway, and from the runway to the gate.
Taxiing sometimes is a majority of the trip. Sometimes you're on the runway more than you're in the air. But anyway, bikitsur. So in the air, it took about 40 minutes or so. Now, there's a lot more than four. There's a lot more than 4 milim over there, right? If I would walk to Canada, ze aniodama. So over there, You don't make Birkat HaGomer according to this. Why? Because the travel time was less than 72 minutes based on your current method of travel. Now, unlike, by the way, it's very interesting, in this same thing, there are tremendous machlokot between Maran Zichron Berakha and the Or LeZion with regards to Birkat HaGomer. And I'll tell you in a minute. So first of all, with regards to intercity travel, yes, Maran says intercity travel, you make Birkat HaGomel regardless of your... So let's say you're driving between cities, Birkat HaGomel. Says the Or LeZion, not so fast. The Or LeZion says, the only time you'll make Birkat HaGomel for intercity travel, what did Maran say was the chashash of travel between city to city? Maran said, what was the chashash? Listim, chayot ra'ot, yeah? Bandits, wild animals. Says the Or LeZion, when was the last time you got attacked by a wild animal or bandits on the road between city to city today? So says Chaim Lezion, it's not so shayach. So he says, if you're traveling on a well-populated highway where there's a lot of cars around you, and therefore there's no chayot ra'ot, there's no bandits, whatever. So he says, which means, let's say you travel from here to Lakewood or from here to Aniodama to Pennsylvania. Yeah, it's a long drive, more than 72 minutes. Yeah, but the highways are well populated, says Chaim Lezion, no Birkat HaGomer, because there's no problem with Chayot Ra'ot, and there's no issue. That's what he says. If you travel on a highway that is kind of desolate, and you're like the only car on the road for a while, and you have 72 minutes, then says Chaim Lezion, you make Birkat HaGomer. Says Maran Zichron Berakha, ma pit'om. Yeah? So he says, lo nachon. He says, that's not, you know, the Me'iri on the Sugyan Brachot of Birkat HaGomer. The Me'iri brings down something interesting. He says, some say, two of the things were Midbar and Yam, correct? Me'iri brings down an opinion that says that to make Birkat HaGomer for traveling by sea, some say, some Rishonim say, you actually have to be in a storm, almost sunk, and get there. Which means, let's say you took a sea voyage, and it was magnificent from when you left until you got there, no Birkat HaGomer. He says, the same opinion says, Holchem Midbarot, going through the desert. What does the pasuk say? Ta'uv amidbar bishimon darech ein moshav lo matzav. You would only make it if you got lost in the desert and you couldn't find your way. Miraculously, you found the city, you found the settlement. But if you just traveled through a desert straight, whatever, you don't make. And says the Me'iri, listen carefully. Tekshivu tov tov tov. He says, listen carefully. I just got to cover some ground. To find it. Oh, here it is. He says, listen. He says, "V'afal pi shepshutei amikraot morim ken mikol makom en ani mode bekach ela kol hadrachim bechizkat sakana v'uadin lechol mi she'ala l'mita v'yarad l'chol yordei hayam shetzachim lebarech." Says the Me'iri and many other Rishonim, we do not hold like that. You travel through the sea. The sea itself is bechizkat sakana. You don't need a storm. Even if your voyage is beautiful, you still need Birkat HaGomer. You travel through the desert. That's considered, the desert itself is considered what? Chizkat sakana. That's mechayev de bracha. Says Maran Zichrono Livracha. If Maran is saying that minhag sfarad, as the Rishonim say, we're comparing holchei drachim from eir le'eir to midbar, just like Midbar itself is Bechizkat Sakana, so to travel from city to city innately is also Bechizkat Sakana, and you make Bracha, even if what? Even if nothing happens, even if there's no listing, even if there's no whatever. And not only that, he says something very interesting. Rav Moshe says, Nigrot Moshe, what are you thinking? When was the last time you got attacked by a bear on the highway? Yeah? In those times, it used to happen. People used to travel by donkey. And like, you know, when a bear sees you, it doesn't see a person. it sees food, right? So when was the last time that happened by traveling by car? Says the Igrot Moshe, yeah, you're right, it doesn't happen so much. You know what the Shevach Ve'odata HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chochmah in the heads of the animals, that when the highway is populated, it gives them the fear not to get close when it's populated. You're thanking Hashem for programming the animals in that way. See what he says? So that's a very interesting chap. And not only that, on top of that, says Maran Zichrono Lebracha, he says that...
where is this all, by the way? Is it all the time called?
No, it's Tshuvot Yehbi Omer, in Yechavedat, and also in Chazon Ovadia Berachot. Now he says, based on that, and not only that, forget about the sakana of chayot, listim, and all that. Most people are, you know how many people down the road today, Hashem Yerachem Yatzim? In Israel, I think that's like the leading cause of death. They're one of Hashem Yerachem Yatzim, the accidents that happen over there. Mamash, it's sakana shel mamash, accidents and whatever. So, over there, sometimes, you know, it says, Hever Ratz. Nidvar mitzvah. It says to run to Dvar mitzvah. It doesn't say to speed in the car. Nidvar mitzvah. Yeah.
No.
Be'bar yezeka. Yeah. When it's
no.
Come early.
No, no, no. I'm saying I'm late.
It's better not to daven at all.
Barely possible to get to daven.
Adoni.
Of course. What do you do? Get up 4 in the morning. Okay.
That's normal guy. It's better not to daven at all if a person has a halacha. If a person has two options, I'm just saying it extreme, to speed at 90 to get to Minyan, or not to daven at all that day, don't daven at all. Chamira sakanta meisura. The sakanat nefashot shel mamash. These are things that happen in an instant, and you can never turn the clock back. Yeah? Ask anybody who ever got into a chalila, that ever had a serious accident, ask him what he wouldn't do to turn back the clock. These things stick for life. Hashem Yerachem. Aval, Mikol Makom, he says that's one thing. As a result, Chamed Tzion also says, which we know, Yordei Hayam. So if you, let's say you go on a ship, let's say it's for leisure, you go on a cruise. Chamed Tzion was asked in Ole Tzion, do you make Birkat HaGomel? He says it depends. Even for leisure, even for a cruise, you make Birkat HaGomel because you're in Mekom Sakana, the water. But he says that's only if you go on the ship and it goes far out enough that nobody can see you anymore. If you're an eye shot, that if something happens on the boat, people will see you. Lifeguards, the control tower, I don't know, whatever's... Yeah, if that's how you go, he says there's no Birkat HaGomel for that. Maran Zichrono Lebracha says, once again, Ma Pitom. He says, even if you go, let's say you take a boat on the Kinneret, you can see the whole Kinneret from the... You know, from the beach, you can see the whole thing. If a boat goes, you see the whole town from one end to another. You can see the whole Kinneret. Says Maran Zichrono Lebracha, even if they can see you, and even if you don't go by boat, you go swimming in a place in the ocean or in a river, that chalila, a person can drown, even if there are lifeguards. Very interesting. I used to, every Friday, in the summer at least, you know, in Israel, there are kosher beaches. So Friday is guys' day. So I used to go, a few friends used to go to the beach, to the kosher beaches. When you go, we used to go out far enough into the water, even if there's a zeh, we used to go swimming in the beach. You go far enough out. Not if you like, you know, sit on the beach and you put your feet in the water. No, we're talking about if you go far enough out into the water, that chalila, from there a person can get swept out, and Hashem Yerachem, drownings and stuff like that can happen. When you come back to shore, l'chaim tom shalom, birkat ha-gomel b'shem u-malchut. Kach, halacha psuka l'halacha u-ma'aseh. Blishum safek ba'olam. Vadai. Now. Huh? A mixed beach, he has to make birkat bore minegi himna. So now. Huh? So anyway, Rabotai. Mixed beach. And then he thinks birkat ha-gomel. Birkat ha-gomel. Comes back from his mixed beach with his. With his 10 lines, he goes up to the Sefer Torah and wants to make Birkat HaGomel. Ozeh Hashem b'chol ha'atah, huh? Mevayesh atah. L'chayra, yeah. But you take him after he goes down, You have to know what the kind of person.
So
either
they don't know.
You take him.
From what?
Huh?
They drink water in the morning? That's what they're thinking. How do you explain?
That's a miskin, because that means for these people in Yanetsliut, which means just regular, more intimate things become like a piece of wood. Becomes like Ma'asi b'chol yom. Meaning to look at a woman is to look at a wall.
This morning my brother asked me if I want anything to eat before I went to shul. For them it's...
Hello, that's a mixed beach at home. Adoni. Ryan's the king of giving Musa. As we tell him Musa, you give him, First of all, what would Levi Yitzchak say? Oh, Shem Yisrael, they're coming to Minyan, they're making Berachot, and after that, but you better believe that with Levi Yitzchak, afterwards, Levi Yitzchak would tell them, take them aside, like Maran Zichron Racha, and say, Ani Ohev Otcha. Right? Remember the Rav Tam guy? Yeah. You know, I'm saying this because I love you. Why go to a mixed speech? Why? Your neshama shenatata bi tahora, your neshama is tahor. Why are you making it filthy? You're making your neshama a piece of charcoal. You're going to come to Shamayim instead of the neshama yafau Torah. It's going to come to Shamayim like a piece of Kingsford coal. Lama kacha? Lama? So, aval, that's a different thing. I just want to end off. So he argues on that too. And he says, no, even if you go on a boat or on the beach, even if there's people who can see you and there's lifeguards and whatever, you still make Birkat HaGomim.
So you were swimming the beach for how long?
Even for a minute. If you are, now again, what about a pool? Sakana can happen in a pool too. That's true, but that's not a yam. It's not a yam. The yam is the yam. So if you're going in the yam, if you're going in the sea or in the ocean, in a place where there could be sakana, that, says Maran Zichron Avraha, is considered your de hayam.
No.
Anytime you go to a place in the yam, and there's an element of sakana, which means if you're sitting on the beach and you know where the water just ends,
yeah,
and it comes up and it just ends, whatever, and it's like where you walk and you leave your footprints and the water comes and wipes away your footprints. Yeah, so that is a little. That's not sakana because it's not like. But if you go into, right, like if you went like us, if you try to save money and it was Erev Shabbat, so being a good Jew, what do you, when you go to the beach on Erev Shabbat, what else do you do? Save money, save 5 shekel. So if you're going deep enough in that you're able to be tovel, that's a place, chalila v'chas, where a lot of things that happen can pull people out. And how many times have people been pulled out and the lifeguard sees them and Hashem Yirachem, there was still a sonot.
So you try to put yourself in that position to go that deep, even to be taken
out? Yeah, because rov, most times... The point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and there's a certain, there's a way the world runs. And part of the world, there are, you can't, although you're right, in the last Siman and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Kav Zayin, the Be'er Gola brings down on the Shulchan Aruch that Asul Adam Lachnis Tatzmo Lasakana. Huh? Choshen, Taf Kav Zayin.
The very last.
Yeah. That's Kuf Ted Zayin in Yoredea. That's a different thing. Kuf Ted Zayin Yoredea and Taf Kav Zayin in Choshen Mishpat. Person's not allowed to put himself in Sakana. Okay, but that's only when it's a sakana mamashit, when it's clear and present danger. I get shy sometimes. Bungee jumping, yeah, it looks pretty fun.
Skydiving,
all these things.
Skiing,
I don't know. It has, in order to make it a sur, it has to be clear and present danger. So clear and present danger. Yeah.
Can you do skydiving? That you mentioned? Huh?
Yeah, what's doing?
Baruch Hashem, can you do skydiving? Skydiving.
You have to, again, it's very hard to call.
Oh, yeah,
No, no, skydiving is, I don't know what the statistics are. So I'm going to have to Google the statistics of accidents that happen while skydiving.
It's probably safer to skydive than drive.
So then it would be mutar. Then it would be mutar. If you think that, you know, there's, I don't know what a good example would be.
But, like guys,
you know, clear and present danger, then it's asur for a person to put himself bisakana. That's a different thing. That's, we had another shir about this, but Manan Chidan Birkei Yosef on Siman Shutet also spoke about if people who are machnis tatzmam lesakana have to make birkat agomel afterwards. For instance, after Akedat Yitzchak, did Yitzchak Avinu make birkat agomel? Or after, for instance, you know, the Gemara Chagiga, that Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav, Rabbi Akiva and his friends entered the Pardes, and only one made it out, all there, right? That was Rabbi Akiva. What happened to the other ones? Ben Zoma passed away. Ben Azai, Yatami Da'ato, Elisha, Acher, went off. Rabbi Akiva, Nichnas v'shalom, v'yatsa v'shalom, right? So, Chagiga, Daf, Yudale Damudbet, yeah, nachon. So, over there, did Rabbi Akiva have to make Birkat HaGomel after coming out from the Pardes? Over there is Machnis Tatzmo Sakana, so it's a tremendous Machlok Taposkim. So that's a question. So anyway, Bekitzur, what I'm trying to say is there's Minhag HaOlam. There is an element of Sakana in living. You know what I'm saying? You walk out onto the street, that's also an element of Sakana. You go shopping, there's Sakana there too. You go to shul, there's Sakana. Anything you do, even if you stay, you know, sequestered in your house, like all hunkered up in your bedroom, you pull down the shades and you hide under the bed, there's sakana there too. Huh? Yeah, there's sakana there too. The bed can collapse on you. You know what I'm saying? There's sakana in anything. But there's minhag ha'olam, there's things that are normal in the realm of normalcy, and that's mutar, and for that the chachamim were mitaken birkat ha'gomel, for there's normal sakanot that a person's allowed to be machnis tatzmo, over there you make birkat ha'gomel.
What's just a recap?
Yeah.
When you fly, it's 72 minutes.
Flying. Yeah. I wanted to speak about flying also, which is another tremendous machlok taposkim, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim. But for Sfaradim, especially 100% in Shum Safek Ba'olam. Oh, I'll end with this. Sfaradim flying. Yeah, let's say 72 minutes. You make Birkat HaGomel? Based on this, based on everything. Vadai. Does it matter if you fly over water? Because there are some certain Poske Ashkenaz that make such a... According to the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't matter. If it's 72 minutes, you still make Birkat HaGomel regardless. So for Sfaradim, it doesn't make a difference. Now listen to this. Chacham Ben Tzion, also in Or LeTzion, makes it very interesting. Yeah, he makes a chiluk between a private and a commercial plane. Why? He says, by a private jet, there's no... The whole thing of Eid Le'ir is Chayot V'Nispim. So he says if it's a private jet, it's only you and maybe your family and whatever. So there's no, so he says there's no listim over there. So if you take a private jet, no birkat ha'gomel. If it's a commercial flight, since that's where there can be listim, i.e. hijackers, so over there you make birkat ha'gomel. That's what he says.
So like more, even less than 70 minutes for the commercial.
Why?
Because there's still risk of...
No, only risk. But hijacking happened Bizman Chazal as well, Badrachim, and you still need 72 minutes unless it's Sakana Gdola. Taking a plane is not Sakana Gdola. I think statistically, I'm not sure if it's still that way, but I think flying is statistically safer than driving.
Yeah, I have a beautiful TSA. The
more TSA.
The most plane crashes are private and like one or two pilots.
They say private doesn't more dangerous.
Crash wise?
Yeah.
Chacham Ben Tzion is not talking about crashes.
That's single engine.
Hijacking. Says Maran Zichrono Levracha, I don't care about the hijacking element. You see from the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim that there are other dangers that we take. Kol hadrachim bechizkat sakana. I'll end off with the story. So he says over there, it doesn't matter. You make Birkat HaGomel regardless.
72
minutes from six. So Chaim Yitzchak actually spoke about this, and he says traffic is only taken into consideration if the traffic is fast enough that you could have gotten into an accident.
It's
fast. Meaning an accident, again, even bumper to bumper, you can get into a fender bender.
Yeah.
We're talking that the traffic is moving fast enough that Khalila, a person can get into an accident that could result in bodily harm. So I don't know how many miles per hour is that.
No, 25,
bodily harm.
So if you do Google Maps, right?
Yeah.
Here to the city, let's say.
Yeah.
It's going to take half an hour without traffic. Well, mm-hmm. Traffic is an hour and 12 minutes.
Depends how fast the traffic was moving.
Well, I mean, you go into the city, and you go to the city, it takes 40 minutes to get there, and 40 minutes to get back.
So we know that by Birkat HaGomen, just like Birkat Tfilat HaDerech, Be'oto Yom Mitzterech, right? Nesi'ah V'Chazara, traveling back and forth is Mitzterech on the same day. And with regards to travel, day goes by, day and night. Because that's how people... from day to night.
Not night
to day, because travel, most travels, most voyages start in the morning. Correct. Not every single day. Once for Shabbat, because they're doing it every day, like taxi drivers.
Positive is like breaks on the way of your travel. Let's say you have to drive to the station, and the station can take a train to the city.
It's Mitzterev. Mitzterev. Mitzterev.
You want to go to the city, but
if
you're making
a call
at the end of the week.
No? Huh? From Great Neck. From Queens, you're not, because it's all the same city. You never left the city. From Queens to the city. From Long Island.
It's a different city.
Municipality.
So no. Then after the census, and they remove one seat from the New York State, and they change the respect, like they change the.
Oh, and they re. What do they call that? Re.
Gerrymandering.
No, not gerrymandering. When they what do you call it when the people on the council sit down and they rearrange borders and stuff. Re. I'm.
So those are the states
about the Erech also? L'chayra. L'chayra. I want to end off with a story.
Also, sorry. Yeah. Right about when Palafin, someone flies to Miami, travels to Orlando, within a week.
That's a good, thank you. So if you're going to Miami, you make, so it depends. If you're going back and forth on the same day, you wait until you get back.
Yeah.
If you're there, if you're staying there for a day or more, you make two. When you get there, upon arrival, and then when you come back, you make another one. Kachadim. Now, what about you come to Miami, Besed, you make Birkat HaGomen. You go to Orlando for a trip to the theme park, and then you come back to Miami, Mata'ase, Ot Pa'am HaGomen, Olched Rachim. When you come back, now you're traveling back from Miami to New York, Ot Pa'am HaGomen. If you see that you're being mitchayev Birkat HaGomen every day that week, then wait until you come back from your thing and make one Birkat HaGomen for everything. That's the halacha. Understand? That's the idea over there. Conceivably, when you're on vacation, you can be mitchayev bebirkat gomel multiple times a day. I'm not talking about a week. Multiple times a day. All these things. Yeah? And then you go what? And then you go jet skiing. Ot pam birkat gomel. And then you go on your dama. En la davar sof. Now, so over there, you make it when you come back. One time, Aron Zichron Bracha was on a plane. Chaim Yitzchak says this story over all the time. And he says they're on the plane. Him and they were traveling, he says, from Houston, Texas, to back to Israel. I don't know what they were doing in Texas. Huh? I have no idea.
And then direct flights from Texas. Second to best in the Union.
I have no idea. But that was also very close. Anyway, don't Altiv Techum in Divin. There's no such thing as red state, blue state anymore. Huh? Now everything's orange. Anyway, Bekitsur, now. Huh? Yeah, maybe. But it was from Texas, yeah. So they're in a domestic flight, and he says all of a sudden in the middle of the flight, there was like the plane took like a nosedive, like a boom, like a massive drop. And you know, the plane is programmed that when there's a massive drop, the oxygen masks drop, and the pilot was like on the loudspeaker calling for like a mayday, and the steward, everybody's like crying and hugging each other and whatever. And Maran Zichron Bracha had, it was funny, because he says, what was he learning? Daf Yomi. Maran Zichron Bracha was learning Daf Yomi. And Maran had his little Gemara was going, and Chaim Yitzchak was like flipping out. He's younger, so he saw everybody else over there, and they were going crazy. And he turns to his father, and he says, Abba, we're going down. He says, this is it. He says, what? He explained to him, we nosedived, and there's engine failure and whatever, and this is it. Huh? So he looked at him. He says, Abba, should he stick in an eye? He says, Maran Zichron Bracha gave him a look, like a death stare. And he looked at him. He says, "Al tafriyani." He says, "Don't bother me. Chaser li od asara dapim. He says, I'm 10 daf behind. I'm trying to catch up. Don't bother me. He says, no, he thought like maybe he wasn't. He's like, Abba, we're done. He's like, al tafriya. Like, I'm in the middle of the daf. This is not the time for this. So anyway, bekitzur. So the stewardesses were watching him as this is happening. He had intense concentration. And they came over to Chaim Yitzchak and they said, please ask your father to pray for us. So he told him, he said, okay, he prayed, whatever. And basof nitzlu mamash bederech nes v'chaim tovim shalom.
What happened to the flight?
I don't know. They had engine failure.
They found like an
army
base.
Yeah, they found an army base, and there was. By the time they got there, yeah, he said there were fire trucks and whatever, and like the FBI came and stuff like that. And Maran Zalman Bachai is like, you know, he finished his dapim. Like, okay, let's go. Hey, watch out! And everyone's like cheering. Like, yeah, he finished his daf. You know, he's like a, it's a different. It's mamash a different head. I want to tell you a pshat that I heard yesterday, a beautiful pshat. From my good friend Rav Lir Dahan. So he told me yesterday, he didn't say where he saw it from. You know, huh? No. From Queens. So anyway, he writes, as he told me, everybody knows the famous Gemara at the end of Masechet Berachot Daf Samach Aleph, where Rabbi Akiva was caught for teaching Torah. And he was put in jail on death row. They were going to kill him. And there was another guy who told them off for learning Torah. His name was Papus Ben Yehuda. Says, why are you teaching Torah and you're going to get caught? Whatever, is it worth it? And eventually, he got caught too, this guy for something, and he got put in jail too. Huh? And what did Papus Ben Yehuda tell Rabbi Akiva? Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitpasta al divrei Torah. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, that you were caught al divrei Torah. And he says, oili shenitpasti al devarim betelim. Woe unto me that I was caught and going to be killed for what? For dvarim. I don't know who says it, but some of them farshim say dvarim betelim. This was Papus Ben Yehuda that turned himself in to save Am Yisrael. There was something that Am Yisrael was accused of, and he turned himself in to save Am Yisrael, and he was going to get killed for that. And what did the Chachamim say? What did Papus Ben Yehuda call that? Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitpasta al divrei Torah. Oili shenitpasti al dvarim betelim, that turning yourself in and getting killed al kiddush Hashem to save all Am Yisrael is considered dvarim betelim relative to teaching Torah.
He was listed before the Chachamim and now he's listed for purpose storing .
It's a major, major, big, very big vart. It's a very, you know, it's a huge, huge vart. You have to remember, the world stands on Divrei Torah. You're going somewhere, you're not going somewhere, you take a sefer, ve'agita bo yomam v'layla, every morning, every evening, lom shanema, yeh ma sheyeh, itapech ha'olam. If the person's makpid to eat breakfast and dinner, you're going to learn breakfast and dinner also. Im lo, lo shaveh klum, kem chayenu ve'orech chayenu, that's the oxygen. No oxygen, no life. No Torah, no oxygen, no Torah. Itapech ha'olam, tell them. Yeah, Ryan, tell them. Everything else is batel mbutal. Doesn't matter. However long it is. Huh? Vadai. Tov rabotai. We'll stop for a moment and I'll say a short Vat Torah on the parasha. That's Eshkol. And? Or stop recording?
Stop recording. We tell it.